This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. European Union defense ministers in Brussels Tuesday say they're seeking to begin training Ukrainian pilots as soon as possible, following U.S. President Joe Biden's announcement at last week's Group of Seven summit that the U.S. would join and support allies in the training of Ukrainian pilots to fly F-16 fighter jets. NATO Secretary of General Jens Stoltenberg in Brussels to attend the EU meetings was asked if supplying the F-16s to Ukraine makes the EU or NATO a party to the conflict.
And we have to remember what this is. This is a war of aggression. Ukraine has the right of self-defense. They are defending themselves. And the right of self-defense is enshrined in the UN Charter. We help Ukraine to uphold that right. That's our right to help them protect UN law, international law, against the war of aggression. That doesn't make NATO and NATO allies party to the conflict, but we are supporting Ukraine.
No decision on actually delivering the fourth-generation fighters to Ukraine has yet been taken, but training pilots now will speed up battle readiness once that decision is made. Pope Francis's peace envoy for Ukraine has blasted the war as a pandemic and said all Christians are called to be peacemakers in the conflict. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Cardinal Matteo Zuppi, in his first public comments since being named the Pope's peace envoy, calls for the creation of a culture of peace to respond to the deep anxiety, sometimes unexpressed, he says, often unheard, of peoples who need peace. Zuppi is the Archbishop of Bologna, president of the Italian Bishops' Conference, and a veteran of the Catholic Church's peace mediation initiatives. He helped mediate the 1990s peace deals ending civil wars in both Guatemala and Mozambique, and headed the commission negotiating a ceasefire in Burundi in 2000. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy met Monday at the White House on the impasse over the government's debt ceiling. And while both sides reported progress, no deal was announced. Washington is racing to strike a budget compromise and raise the nation's borrowing limit in time to avert a potentially devastating federal default as soon as next week. Former staff director for the U.S. House Budget Committee, now an instructor at American University in Washington, Thomas Kahn, told VOA even coming close to a default can inflict damage on the economy.
In 2011, we came within 48 hours of default. So we didn't default, but we came within 2 days of it. And our creditworthiness was downgraded for the first time in history. Interest rates shot up, and it ended up costing the taxpayers more than $1 billion.
Kahn said as of yet, the markets have yet to react to debt ceiling negotiations. But he said every day that goes by without an agreement risks that happening. Following the talks Monday, McCarthy insisted talks with the president will continue. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has warned Sudan's rival generals to abide by the latest ceasefire or face possible sanctions. Details now from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Blinken's statement came as residents reported sporadic fighting Tuesday between the warring sides in the capital of Khartoum and a northern city. Sudan descended into chaos after fighting erupted in mid-April between the country's military and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. A new truce was announced over the weekend, the seventh attempt so far, to stop the deadly violence. All previous ceasefires have been violated. In a video message posted by the U.S. Embassy on social media early Tuesday, Blinken said the fighting has been tragic, senseless, and devastating. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
A man who crashed a rental truck into a security barrier across from the White House in Washington, D.C. late Monday is under arrest. Associated Press correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The Secret Service says investigators believe the driver may have intentionally hit the barriers at Lafayette Park last night. Police searched the truck, and WUSA-TV posted video showing one officer going through evidence, including a Nazi flag. There were no injuries, and authorities have not released the man's identity nor a motive. The park police say he faces multiple charges, including threatening to kill, kidnap, or inflict harm on a president. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Officials in Thailand say the death toll following the collapse of a school roof in a northern province has risen to 7, including 4 children. The accident occurred Monday when strong winds from a rainstorm tore down the metal roof on a school's activity center in Phichit Province, 300 kilometers north of Bangkok. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.